Bob Bond, classic champion, two-time classic champion. What a great deal you had this year. You come out, have a couple test sessions here at the Speedway. Right, Saturday night, throw down some lap times nobody has ever seen before. Get in the International Classic, right around top five or so all race, and then you come away the last 50 laps and just blow the field away.
Yeah, what can I say? That car is awesome. Oxby does a heck of a job, and him and Dalton Doyle put that thing together, and Larry Von Holtz worked his butt off doing the finishing touches on it, and it's just an awesome car to drive, really. It's really fun.
How much you got to pay Joey now to build any more copies of the car?
Yeah, that would be nice if he would quit building cars right now, because that car is awesome.
Were you at the race kind of following what you thought it would be at, as far as you hanging out in the top five and then just kind of waiting for a certain lap number and then at that point hit the go button?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what we did. Waited to that one caution. I think it was around lap 147 or something, and I figured it was time to go, and we started picking them off. That was it.
Anybody out there show you that they might have something for you in the end during the race at all?
Well, I was worried about Otto. Otto's been awesome the last 2 years in these things, and I knew I wanted to get the jump on him. I wanted to get to the front before he decided to go. But I think we had a faster car today, so it didn't really matter, I guess. But
yeah, I was going to say, was that part of the plan before you hit that lap 50 to go mark to get him, at least to get in front of him, so if perhaps he had the same idea, you'd already be ahead of him?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking.
All right, where do you go from here now? Are you looking at a full season if given the opportunity next year in this car?
Yeah, we're not really sure. We'll have to see what the crew wants to do and the owner, and we'll see what happens for next year.
How big a win is this for you? First one, obviously, that's pretty big. This one, though, it's a dominance, though.
Yeah, it was. This is definitely just as good as the last one. I'm telling you, win a classic, I don't think it ever gets old.
Any particular motivation behind this run for you?
Yeah, my dad's not with me anymore, and he was here for the last one. And I'm sure he was up there watching.
Finally, who do you have to thank for your fantastic run today?
Denise, car owner, and Larry, and Ed, and all the guys that helped out today on my brother's crew. Couldn't have done it without any of them, man. Everybody works hard. A lot of work.